Welcome to the Tuesday, November 8th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today started with some users reporting network problems, in particular with BlackBerry. We got some reports in. We had a hard time confirming these reports, and later Twitter lit up with outage reports about Time Warner. As it turns out, the outages were related to a problem with Juniper routers at several ISPs. At least for US networks, Level 3 was one of the harder hit networks, and of course, from them, a lot of other networks were affected, but networks globally reported Juniper router crashes, not just level 3 or high CPU loads. Later in the day, Juniper released an advisory stating that the issue was due to a vulnerability in some of its routers related to specific BGP update messages. A patch for the problem was actually released a couple of months ago, but it was not considered a critical problem. However, it appears today the right sort of unlikely circumstances came together to cause the bug to be triggered. At this point, there is no indication that the issue was triggered intentionally. Some non-Juniper devices may have experienced problems as a result of their Juniper peers restarting or stopping to route traffic. And SCADA is in the news again, this time in a bit a more interesting fashion. A prison apparently suffered an incident in which all prison cell doors on death row opened at the same time. As you can imagine, modern prisons no longer use plain locks and keys, but instead computer-controlled doors that are managed from a watch room. And as it turns out, these control rooms, they're nicely physical secured, but not so well secured on the cyber and control system side. Researchers investigating these systems found yet another case of these typical fake air gaps that we have with SCADA systems a lot. The computers that were used to control these doors were not supposed to be connected to the internet. However, they were all connected to the internet. Not just that, but they were also used by prison guards to browse the web, and in some cases by companies who installed these systems for remote diagnostics and maintenance. And Brazil is experiencing an apparent widespread DNS poisoning attack. The attacks redirect various well-known sites like Google and Hotmail to malicious sites spreading malware. The malware itself calls itself Google Defense, and a related attack went after network devices and then changed DNS configurations in routers, DHCP servers, and such to point to the same malicious IP address. In mobile devices today, we got some iOS news. Security researcher Charlie Miller was able to submit an application to the Apple Store that claims to display real-time stock information, but instead is able to remotely extract information from the device. Now, the way the Apple Store works is that the application is reviewed, and the reviewer makes sure it doesn't use any unusual APIs and such, and then it is approved based on the capabilities the application has. Now, what Charlie did here is that typically the application is not allowed to load additional code. All code has to be signed, and as a result, any code loaded by the application would not run. Now, what Charlie figured out is a way to bypass this protection and be able to download additional code and run it without having it signed by Apple. Apple has been notified and the patch is in the works. Charlie will represent the results at a conference in Taiwan in mid-October. Until then, we shouldn't really expect any details. Also, to give Apple more time to fix this problem. And in other Apple news, the smart cover problem that allowed you to access a locked iPad 2 has supposedly been fixed in the latest betas for iOS 5.01, which should be released shortly. Well, that is it for today, so don't forget a patch Tuesday today, and thanks again for listening. Bye.